Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and every day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about paying attention to the voice of God. John Stankey, the current CEO of AT&T, was unusually clear about his goals as he addressed his new employees at the just-acquired HBO. Stankey said, "We need hours a day," referring to the time viewers spend watching HBO programs. He continued, "It's not hours a week, and it's not hours a month. We need hours a day. You are competing with devices that sit in people's hands that capture their attention every 15 seconds. I want more hours of engagement." Why are hours of engagement important? Because you get more data and information about a customer that then allows you to do things like monetize through alternate models of advertising as well as subscriptions. There's a reason why social media platforms, streaming services, etc. are called attention merchants. They are working very hard to capture our attention. You would agree today that there are so many things shouting for our attention. We have the constant pinging of text messages, phone alerts that pop up throughout the day, emails, social media direct messages, and then there are the people who are present in our lives wanting our attention. With so many things calling for our attention, we may find ourselves easily distracted and without focus. To pay attention requires intention. Of all the things we can pay attention to, we must pay attention to the voice of God and what He is doing. We can't afford to miss out on the voice of God. In Mark chapter 4, verse 32, we see one of Jesus' most repeated sayings in the gospel. He said, "If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." I believe Jesus is saying that there are a lot of things calling for our ears, but we must make sure that we are paying attention to the voice of God. If you hear anything, hear the voice of God. I believe every day we can hear the voice of God. We don't serve a silent deity. We have a relationship with a living God who is involved in the lives of His children. I believe every day we can hear God's voice in our spirit, and certainly every time we open our Bibles, we should expect to hear the voice of God. It is God's word to us. Are we listening? Are we paying attention? If we're not paying attention to what God says, we will miss what God is doing, and you and I cannot afford to not pay attention. When I was a child, sometimes my parents would be talking to me from another room, but because I was distracted, I didn't really hear what they were saying. And sometimes later they would ask, "Did you hear what I was saying to you?" I had heard their voices, but I could not have told you what they had said. Let's not be distracted and miss the voice of God. Let's daily give attention to listening for His voice. We need the wisdom, guidance, clarity, and purpose found in the words of our God. By God's grace, we do have an advantage over Jesus' original hearers. We have God's authoritative written word. In fact, never have so many Christians had so much access to God's word as we do today. When it comes to paying attention, I love Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, which says, "Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it." What a powerful caution this is to each of us. And here's today's challenge. Let's take an inventory of the things we are paying attention to. Perhaps you'll discover that you've been too distracted. Let's give space and time for the voice of God. We desperately need to hear what He is saying. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you like this podcast, you can help us find new listeners by leaving a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. When you leave a rating and a review, our podcast moves up in Apple's algorithm. And as a result, more people discover the podcast. It really does help, so let me thank you in advance. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.